It's over. It's all over. It's over.
Hey everybody, it's Ryan. As I'm sure some of you have picked up on from blog posts and MySpace bulletins, the Darmalars are going to call it a day, at least for the time being. We're not too sure if we're going to start up, but if we do, we ask that you please keep your subscriptions up to date, that when we post something, it'll still be that feed, so maybe someday you'll see something in in your iTunes downloads. And we'll have more goodness for you. We ask that you keep stopping by darmalars.net. We may be doing some knee-jerk reactions or some video posts up there, so that's where you'll see it. Also, if you've subscribed to our YouTube videos, you'll see stuff coming across there, too. We want to give a shout-out to some of our friends. I can't believe I just said shout-out. That's terrible, but we do want to give some recognition to our friends and also provide additional resources for you, some terrific podcasts out there. First and foremost, The Transmission, Ryan and Jen, they do a terrific job, definitely one of the better ones out there, along with our friends Jay and Jack. Maximum respect to Jay and Jack. They definitely send a lot of listeners our way, and they're terrific people. It's been great being able to hang out with them and meet them over the years, so definitely thanks to them, and give them a listen if you don't already. Our friends at the Lost Initiative, Kim and Amy, they're pretty terrific too. And Seattle Jimmy also has Ripple's Dip, which gives his score analysis for Lost and other film scores as well. We have links to all of those at darmalars.net, so check it out. We're going to keep the Gmail and MySpace lines open, so if you want to drop us a line, darmalars@gmail.com, or be our friend on MySpace and send us a message there. That'd be absolutely terrific. Before we sign off and turn it over to the Dharma line, I just want to thank everybody for listening. It's been a terrific experience and a wonderful opportunity. We have listeners literally from all over the world, from countries I had never heard of before, and it's been spectacular getting feedback and communicating with people from all over the world. It's been a wonderful opportunity. We've made some terrific friends, and it's certainly something that will be missed. So, again, thanks. Keep the lines open. You may be hearing from us someday. And let me see. I guess Lost a La Vista, and let me find a quote to go out on. Jesus, I don't have a movie, so I'm just going to say Total Recall and Knocked Up. Those seem to be pretty good movies. And here's the Dharma line. Thanks, guys. And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
California. I'm still watching the show right now, but I had to call and comment on cute Mrs. Hawking. I love the way she like so daintily walks across that world thing with the pendulum, and her like big blue eyes. She's pretty striking for like an older lady. She's a little bit cold-blooded about her son and him needing help, but I just like her and her little white bud and everything. I just wanted to call and say that, and also to let Ryan know that he is appreciated on the show, because I love hearing him laugh in the background, and he's pretty well-spoken about stuff, and he seems to encourage you guys' commentary stuff. Also, a couple of the things you guys have said have become, like, running things in my family. Like, I think it was Ben's thing about camera phones, about how they make that distinctive noise. I'm a camera. And also his imitation of Daniel Rousseau. Look at my pregnant belly. Let's go leave a message. Even my 9-year-old daughter does it. Now you guys might want to know how you've become like a part of our little pop culture. Okay, keep doing the show. We love you guys. Bye-bye.
Ben, Ralph, what the fuck, guys? No knee-jerk reaction? No fucking podcast? What the fuck?
Hey, man, this is Bill, or Mr. Bill from Scott and Steve Blogspot. I've been listening to you guys for, I don't know, about 2 years, I guess. Actually, it was the second podcast I ever heard. The first one was Jay and Jack, and they mentioned you guys, and so I clicked over and found you and just had a good time listening to you. And I just wanted to say that I really, really appreciate everything you've done. And it's been cool listening to you. And hope to see you out on the interwebs sometimes. Anyway, like I say, thanks for everything. Ryan, Ben, Ralph, it's been fun. Thanks. Bye-bye.
For the past 2 years, I've spent laughing my ass off at everything you guys have done. You guys are so fucking awesome. I'm going to miss you guys so much. From the references to Ryan cackling in the background, to Ralph debating on what line he's going to go out on, I'm really going to miss you guys. But thanks for all the memories, Darmalars. Now I'm off to go build myself an airport so I can fly away from my feelings. See ya.
Hey guys, this is Fester from Lansing, Michigan. I just heard the news from the Jay and Jack show about the Darmalars being canceled. Now, I probably should have known about it earlier, but I'm not very active on the interwebs. But anyway, I'm sorry to hear that because, you know, you guys are my favorite Lost podcast. Basically because, well, I mean, I like the explicit tag. I don't know why people don't do that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with cussing. Fuck yeah. It's just, it's a form of expression, and to hear people get all defensive about it really rankles my nerves and all that. So, but anyway, you guys were the best, and I'll miss you. And just know if you bring the Darmalars back for another show that I watch, you'll have at least one listener in me. So, anyway, have a good life. Rock on. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. like everyone, but me and Grandpa Joe can make your troubles go away, blow away. There they go. Cheer up, Charlie, give me a smile. What happened to that smile I used to know? Don't you know your grin has always been my sunshine? Let that sunshine show. Come on, Charlie, no need to frown. Deep down you know the world is still your toy. When the world gets heavy, never peer a pattern up an atom, boy. Someday, sweet as a song, Charlie's lucky day will come along. Till that day, you gotta stay in strong, Charlie. Up on top is right where you belong. Look up, Charlie, you'll see a star. Just follow it and keep your dream in view. Pretty soon the sky is gonna clear up, Charlie. Cheer up, Charlie. Cheer up, Charlie. Just be glad you're you.
Early each day to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird special way to the people she calls. Come buy my bags full of crumbs. Come feed the little bird, show them you care, and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, are so bare, all it takes is tuppence from you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the skies. All around the cathedral, the saints and apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see it, you know they are smiling each time someone shows that he cares. Though her words are simple and few, listen, listen, she's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bit.
she's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a
Craig stopped doing the Make Your Own Kind of Music with Scott and Steve podcast 3 years ago, I was pretty disappointed. 3 weeks had passed, and I had come up with the idea to gather some other Lost podcasters and diehard Myokum fans to send some audio files and do a show. Armed with Ryan's laptop and my friend Ben, we started to record reviews based on the episodes that Craig missed in hopes that he would return. The idea worked. Craig returned with Ryan Howard and made the announcement that the Darmalars would continue on his feed. I remember listening to that show and thinking, what? I had fun doing the show, so I figured that it couldn't hurt doing a show. I mean, I was already talking about Lost with Ben. I might as well record it. People seemed to enjoy it, so the show went on. After 3 years of recording the show, I just could not go on. I've been struggling all season to keep up with the show. It takes a lot of time out of my already busy schedule, and all of the things in my life going on right now, this, unfortunately, is the most expendable. I love the show with all my heart, and I've had a blast over the last 3 years editing and posting it. I just wanted to let everyone know that I will continue to check emails, post on scottandsteve.blogspot.com, and check the MySpace page. I highly encourage everyone to check out The Transmission, The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, and especially The Lost Initiative with Kim and Amy. I hope that Jimmy continues the Lost score. He's a major part of the Darmalars and my favorite. It's hard to say goodbye, but I hope that I will see you in line for the Lost panel at this year's Comic-Con. Ralph.
And I'll take